back to the NutriMedical Report for Friday. This is the last day of September. And, of course, we'll be having Matthew Deagle, my oldest son, on the program. We often have very interesting topics. We'll try not to interrupt each other. We get so energized talking about something this important, which is the underlying genetics and epigenetics of why we have violence in our inner cities, why poor nutrition, poor parenting, but especially genetics without doing epigenetic therapy. And an interesting discussion yesterday with Roger Stone, and unfortunately his phone started to die, so we didn't continue our discussion for a long time. But, you know, the people surrounding Donald Trump have been trying to advise him lately, and he's been working like a maniac. Donald has been sometimes visiting three or four cities or rallies a day, which is pretty mind-boggling. Wonderful. Hello, Matt. I just want to finish this quick statement. So I talked to Roger, and I said, you know, I want to send him or get him to purchase a canister of Brain Mang and Combine, because I can tell that Donald Trump has some issues. I mean, you know, he's a very successful businessman. He's manic, like 98% of people in the Fortune 500 companies. But he has a touch of Asperger syndrome, which means at times if he gets overstressed and overtired, he's going to stop listening. And in fact, you mentioned how Roger Ailes, who was the founder of Fox News, literally walked out of the room after trying to advise Donald. I was watching the show yesterday morning where O'Reilly, who's sometimes aggravating, but probably one of the most intelligent broadcasters on television anywhere, and his book series is amazing. He tried to advise Donald, and Donald was kind of pivoting and not, like, listening. So, you know, you have to understand when you're dealing with, say, a young black man who hasn't had a daddy, who has poor nutrition, has had terrible parenting, but the primary problem is he's carrying this this monoamine oxidase 2 polymorphism of his DNA to degrade neurotransmitters, and then you throw that in the mix, and you got a problem. Now, the solution isn't just a community problem like having community mediation, or even just bringing a daddy in the home. It's giving him nutraceuticals to correct his brain chemistry so that his genetics doesn't kick in, especially under stress, like gang stress or home stress, and cause him to become a violent criminal.
So, well, I don't know what it is with Trump. I don't know if he has the aggression allele himself.
I think he's got Asperger's.
Personally, my view of it, I look at things holistically, right? I'm studying acupuncture and holistic medicine.
Right.
I just look at it as an elemental thing. I do know he's a fire element type. As a matter of fact, a lot of politicians, a lot of leaders are fire types, corresponding to the number 9, which means basically that they have a mentality of they're very keen to select the right means to an end. They're very strategic. As a matter of fact, you have to look away from politics or whatever. Essentially, you know, Obama himself is also a fire type. It's just a matter of your own character. There's other factors that lead you to have a different sense of loyalty or sense of responsibility. But fire types are generally those who, I don't think he has Asperger's per se, because I think he's a smooth talker. I just think that he's a little bit impatient with people, personally. I don't think he has any problem with his social skills. I just think that he knows that in order to appeal to his audience, he has to alienate another audience. You know, he's trying to choose the best means to an end. Obama's the same way, but Obama has a different audience, right? Obama's trying to appeal to, whatever, the European Union-supporting left-wing type people. But fundamentally, both of them are fire types, as have been a lot of the leaders in history.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Now, the problem with these fire types does have a problem with manic tendencies, because they have a lot of energy and endurance. They'll often wear other people out. They have a lot of... they don't tend to feel pain as much as other people do. They tend to be very, you know, kind of indefatigable and unwearying. But there is an issue with them being too forceful, right? So both Trump and Obama had this tendency of being forceful in order to get their way.
Right. Now, this play a lot in the election, because in this debate, obviously, I thought the first half hour Trump stayed on a lot of issues, which, of course, his campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, managed him to do.
Yeah.
But the last hour, he obviously, he chased the cheese.
Now,
it's like a little
contrast,
dog in a room chasing the cheese in the room.
I haven't fully analyzed. I know that this is definitely the case with Trump and Obama are just fire types, which means they tend to accumulate. There's a bit of a tendency toward greed is commonly a problem with them, and just physiologically a tendency toward excessive energy and excessive activity with the fire type. But the Clinton, on the other hand, I'm not entirely sure which type she is. She corresponds in either case to the number eight, but the thing is that this can be like a naive person like Merkel, in which case it's her advisors who are behind the evil stuff she does, or she might even be a really bad type, the 17 type person, which is basically somebody who has a... Okay, whereas someone like Obama or Trump has the mentality of they choose the right means to an end, right? They're aware of all the different potential ways they could accomplish something. Someone like a 17 type, examples of ones I know are 17 types, like Mitt Romney and Ted Cruz, as well as a lot of these Islamist suicide bombers, they have a tendency to destroy things that are in their way. Their way to the top isn't through accumulation or choosing the right means to an end, but rather just destroying anything that gets in their way. So they tend to be the ones who murder their way to the top, and or even destroy masses of people. This is what I wanted to talk about today, actually, is that this type, the 17 type, in its negative form, right? And its more positive form, the 17 type, is just an independent person, an individualist. But in their negative form, in excess, this air element type is what you might call the Antichrist, or a person who poses as a savior, as a Christ-like figure, as a redeemer, but really is just ultimately going to commit mass murder suicide. A good example is Jim Jones. Jim Jones, I think, could be called an Antichrist because he was somebody who supposedly championed the rights of the underprivileged. He was supposedly a social justice warrior. You know, he allowed blacks and whites in his church together during the time of segregation. He was giving to the poor, etc. He portrayed himself, or was in some sense, a kind of heroic figure, but ultimately he was a total psychopath with this excessive, his idea. Like, the thing is that this basically what it is an excessive desire for relief. So the same thing that leads a person to be, you might say, compassionate and want to relieve the poor or eliminate injustice, in excess also leads them to want to destroy not only their enemies, but ultimately even themselves and their own followers if they feel there's no way out. It's a suicidal mentality. That's what happened with Jim Jones, right?
Right.
Jim Jones went to Guyana and founded Jonestown there. Eventually, he convinced his 900 followers to drink poison, and we all know drink from the Kool-Aid, and they all, over 900 people died, 909 of his own followers. They first shot a congressman who was visiting. Just generally, this is what we're dealing with here in the modern era, is the rise of this Antichrist type of personality.
Well,
and guess what? It's not isolated. It's not isolated to any one religion or sect. Yes, the Antichrist energy is active in Islamism. It's very prominent in things like ISIS, right? This mentality of destroy that which is impure, destroy that which is in the way of your paradise.
Right.
And even commit suicide in the process. That's definitely of the nature of 17. But the thing is, we have antichrists over here, some of which even portray themselves as being...
Give a couple of examples.
The loyal patriots.
Yeah,
for example, as I said, Ted Cruz and Mitt Romney are both antichrist-type personalities.
Yeah, they're a little scary.
Two of those guys are... They're both the same personality type as Jim Jones. Now, I don't know if they're as psychopathic as Jim Jones, but they could well be. We don't know. But they're the kind of people who will...
You don't know until they
got
power. You don't know until
they
get
power. Once they have power, then you would experience the Jonestown effect, which is that they would, in the event they were cornered, commit mass murder-suicide, destroy themselves, sink the whole ship, just like Jim Jones did. And that's what's going to happen in the future here, is when the actual Antichrist himself comes to power, he'll be one of these people who will be a champion of social justice and relief of the poor, etc. But behind that will lie an extreme hatred hatred will lead to him eventually destroying himself as well as sinking his entire country, which is the...
Very minor adjustment here. I'll let you continue your rant because it's important. Mm-hmm. Himself or herself. if you look
well,
at
Hillary Clinton... Well, I think it has to be... Clinton is possibly of this type, but I think that the actual Antichrist figure has to be a male because testosterone exacerbates these qualities and makes a person even more actively destructive. So the actual Antichrist has to be a male, a 17-type male. Now, you look at the number 17, you want to see an example of where it shows up. This is one of the things I study, is the symbolism that's all around us that you can see if you just have the eye of wisdom to see it. And that is, for example, that 17 is the number of line segments in the crescent and star, commonly used as a symbol of Islam. You look at the crescent, that's two lines, and then a pentagram contains 15 lines, so that's 17.
Right.
That's the Antichrist. Now, that doesn't mean that Islam itself is the Antichrist. That means that it is one of the things through which the Antichrist is operating, along with, actually, some so-called Christian patriots, such as Ted Cruz and Mitt Romney, who are also Antichrist personalities, as well as, again, totally unrelated ideologies, social justice warriors, Marxists, and people like that. There are also Antichrists among them, and I think it is from among them the actual Antichrist proper will emerge. I think the actual Antichrist proper has to be both a Jim Jones type of figure and have an ideology that appeals to the present generation, or millennials, and that... and even younger generations, which I think is the social justice, egalitarianism, Marxism, feminism, and so forth. And that is the actual Antichrist himself. He will be Jim Jones. In fact, you will resent, if you want to know about the Antichrist, just study Jim Jones. Jim Jones was just a smaller scale version of exactly what's going to happen here. Yeah. Somebody who is a so-called messianic figure who ultimately is a murder-suicidal psychopath.
Wow.
And
now, Matt, when you look at this current election cycle, is, you know, obviously it's very divided. These candidates are either loved or hated on both sides. Hillary Clinton has dropped a lot in September, by the last day now. The current polls are putting Trump significantly ahead. If you look at Drudge and you look at the other polls, despite the fact his performance really wasn't very good, the bar was very low for Trump. All Trump had to prove is that he was a human being, he could be presidential. The bar was very high for her. She has to prove that she's trustworthy, that she's reliable, and that she's not dangerous, like with her national security.
I don't know if Clinton herself is this type of person, or if she's just a naive type of person like Merkel, who's being manipulated by people like this behind her. I don't know, because she's supposedly so ill, she can hardly even stand up. So maybe she's just a puppet. You know, maybe we're looking at the wrong person here.
I think she's more
Clinton
of a puppet, to be honest with you. She's narcissistic.
She's just a puppet.
She doesn't want to make America great again. She wants to make herself great again.
Here's what I think. I think someone is manipulating behind the scenes. I've observed this since around early 2015. Somebody has come to power in the intelligence network who's using all of the propaganda and mind control at their disposal. Notice the big shift in ideology since then.
Right.
Suddenly, social justice is a manic cult. Like, everywhere you see this extreme, aggressive attempts to bring justice and equality, which is the Antichrist when you really think about it, because it's not a logical way of attaining equality. It's the same sort of thing Jim Jones was doing, this radical, revolutionary, and ultimately frustrated and hateful attitude, which leads to suicide, I think.
Right.
I think ultimately it leads to what Jim Jones did, which is your followers are all killed. One of the last things he said, that he was recorded saying, is, if we can't live in peace, then we'll die in peace.
Whoa, that's so weird.
Which I think is probably going to be virtually the same words coming out of the mouth of this figure who comes to power in the U.S. and the EU here sooner or later. I think what will happen is this figure will be frustrated, just like Jim Jones was by the visit of Leo Ryan. He'll be frustrated with the resistance he gets from other countries, like Russia, for example, and its allies. The resistance to his totalitarian government, which he will then once he's cornered and can't spread anymore, and once he's about to go to jail or whatever, I think he'll just initiate World War IV and blow himself up and us.
Right. Now, do you know that the behaviors, the warm-up of Obama's behavior and Clinton, I'll just put a few factoids out there. In May, Obama announced the relaunching of an upgraded U.S. anti-missile space system. You know, and there's three layers to it. Three air defense, which is a missile to hit a missile. Plasma interferometry in the upper troposphere with low Earth orbit satellites. And then finally, a Tesla death ray thing that can vaporize the satellites, but they haven't put enough money to put enough on land-based on the lower 48 states or our allies. And what happened is on Friday, this is after we, through the Aussies and Americans through NATO, attacked and killed 60 Syrians in a Syrian column inside the Syrian territory. Russia counterattacked with three cruise missiles in their terminal phase or hypersonic and killed 30 intel officers at a facility in East Aleppo. And the day after, Obama turned on the missile defense system, completely turned it on. Now, if you're Russia, which has listening systems to look at this, you're freaked out because you're thinking America could be considering to do a first strike on Russia.
Yeah, but I don't think Obama's like that, though, himself. I mean, there's a lot of stuff people say.
No, I'm sure that he doesn't.
I think Obama is surrounded. I think Obama, most of the stuff we blame Obama for, I think
people
around him are responsible for, and he can't do anything about.
Exactly,
Obama,
that's
himself,
my point.
I think is just a fire type like Trump. He's not going to blow himself up. He's just a strategist who is full of shit, basically. You see,
Obama can't say that on air.
Okay, well,
but full of BS. Okay, so listen. So I agree. What you're saying is you think he surrounds himself with people that are crazy, like the people Project for the New American Century.
I think what it is because I think because Obama represented a victory for certain social justice types, and maybe because of some of his appointees, that these neo-Marxist types have come to power in his administration, you see. I think that Obama himself isn't even really in control of this country since about 2015.
That makes sense.
Have you noticed Obama has backpedaled on all sorts of his own attitudes since then?
Oh, yeah, well, even his comments about Libya.
He hasn't done anything to stop ISIS. Why have he done nothing to stop ISIS? You think about this, I think, and then you look at there are certain paranoid people involved, like, you know, you have Clinton and John McCain both.
Oh, yeah, Clinton herself, she's definitely paranoid.
Agitating against Russia, but I think even they are puppets of somebody who's manipulating them with false information. And maybe they're even under mind control, because we developed this stuff in the past 30, 40 years, and it's got to be pretty developed now, pretty advanced, to manipulate people with propaganda. I mean, we're all on our phones and the internet constantly now, so we're being exposed to propaganda constantly. And then the music as well can contain propaganda. If there's somebody in control of this who is a Jim Jones-type figure who really thinks he's going to save the world by destroying everything that gets in the way of equality, then that could explain some of the behavior here, some of these politicians and their irrational and even self-destructive behavior. Okay. And I mean, what's even happening to Clinton? Is Clinton in the process of dying, or is she in the process of being assassinated? Who knows? But she doesn't seem like she's doing very well, does
no.
she?
Well, I don't know if he's going to the next 6 weeks of the year.
No, I do think Clinton is crazy, right? She displays paranoia, which suggests she is indeed a 17 type, but I think that she is, not the one in power here. I don't think she's the one who's behind this all. I think somebody else has been in power because of some appointment in Obama's administration, possibly in the NSA. I don't think it has to do with Homeland
Security. We know that people like the Rothschilds and George Soros are major contributors to Clinton's.
Now here's the thing to observe. Like, why is it that, we can talk after the break, but you can see what's going on here. There's some kind of manipulation behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. When we get back, we're going to talk about some other things. Blockbuster, we talked about this on Wednesday with Harley Schlanger, that a senior member of ISIS at a German interview, German journalist, militant, said, an al-Nusra commander said, America's giving weapons directly to ISIS and al-Qaeda.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We have a caller, and we want to pick up that call in just a minute, but I want to mention something that's very dramatic. On Wednesday, we had Hartley Schlanger being in Berlin, Germany, and a German journalist by the name of Jürgen Toldenhofer, and of course Massey speaks German, published in the German press, including the prominent newspaper Focus. Military jihadist commander said the U.S. weapons are being delivered directly to Jabhat al-Nusra by governments that the Western Union supports, adding that American instructors were in Syria to teach how to use the new equipment. Below is a summary of what al-Nusra commander said. They are directly supported by the U.S. They received tanks and other heavy equipment by Libya and Turkey. They got officers and experts from the U.S., Israel, and Turkey inside Aleppo. The commanders of ISIS are led by Western intelligence. They are against ceasefires and aid deliveries. The U.S. is on our side. Wow. Any comments, Matt?
Well, I mean, we already know that WikiLeaks has already revealed, if you've just been paying attention to Julian Assange, that that Clinton personally ensured that weapons went to Qatar, which were then transferred on to ISIS. Now, I mean, this is funny. We're talking about suing Saudi Arabia for 9/11, but in the present time, it's mostly people in Qatar that are supporting ISIS.
Right.
Maybe not the government per se, but it's certainly a significant activity going on in Qatar that individual wealthy people are funding ISIS or even supplying them with arms. And in some cases, the arms were first delivered to Qatar by us.
Right. And Saudi Arabia figured us
in order then to be transferred to so-called rebels against the Assad regime. But these were ISIS. and we're getting these weapons.
ISIS, and now, by the way, this summer, Saudi Arabia came clean and said, hey, 9/11 was an inside job and America did it to themselves. We have another caller. I figured we all wanted to put that up because...
I can tell you what I think about 9/11 as well, if you want.
Go ahead.
My view of 9/11 is that the definitely Al-Qaeda carried out the hijacking of bin Laden did, but I think that they had foreknowledge of the attack, and somebody shut down the CIA, shut down their prevention of this attack. They, in cooperation with the FBI,
a lot of the pilots were still flying after the attack. Pilots for 9/11 Truth has proven that. It's in the documents. They're in the 9/11 was in America was nuked on 9/11 by Jim Fetzer and Mike Palachek. So that's the fact. So when they actually, I like the idea that now the Americans can sue, because once they sue, they're going to find out that Israeli Mossad, the nuclear division, and the U.S. government, CIA, and Academy, which is the old Blackwater Security, were
involved. Well, I think you have to be careful with a lot of this, with a lot of conspiracy theories as well, though.
No, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's past that now.
A lot of conspiracy theorists, though, are Antichrist-type people themselves, and these people are part of a collective. Like, you want to look at somebody I think that might have a personal relationship with, and maybe they've been furthered by, or have personally furthered the actual Antichrist proper, just look no further than Condoleezza Rice, the Director of National Security under Bush. She was a national security advisor, and she was very involved in all of these things we observe coming to power right now. The social justice warrior people, allowing Islamist terrorists to come into the West. I'm very suspicious of her, also because she's an air element type, 17 type herself.
Right.
So
we have Rice, a caller.
I think, is one of the most dangerous people from the Bush administration.
Exactly.
And I suspect the actual Antichrist himself could well even physically resemble Condoleezza Rice.
We have Fred in Iowa that wants to come on and ask a question. I don't know if we'll make it this segment because it's a very short segment, but he wants to talk some numerology, which you're an expert on. Yesterday, by the way, had Leo Zagami, who is also an expert on numerology, because it's important. People need to know that numerological control of world events and the powers that be often time and set things based on numerology, don't they?
Yes, we have to understand most of the time when numerological significances arise, it is not a conscious decision. What it is that these psychopathic individuals are all part of a collective of copycat influences. They copy each other's behavior, and they are very suggestible. That's part of the reason why someone like Jim Jones is so dangerous, because the moment the suggestion arises in collective culture, they are triggered by it into action.
Yeah.
That's why when you have one terror attack, you have like two or three right after.
Exactly.
Like what happened this month here. Yeah.
Fred and I would just stay right there. We'll be back in a moment.
It's not an occult conspiracy. It's psychological.
Right. When we get back, Fred can ask his question to Matt, and we can analyze how this is affecting current events as we pass 9/11 heading toward the election cycle.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We have Fred in Iowa has a question for Matthew. Go ahead, Fred. You have the stage.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yep. So, Fred, you want to know some numerology. Yep. Go ahead. Matt's an expert on numerology, symbology, etc., which is important because that literally rules a lot of things in our society, both by psychological, spiritual, and if you want to call it occult meanings of behind these numerological sequences. Go ahead.
Okay, this may sound like a riddle, isn't, but I want to ask you gentlemen about these numbers. And numbers can have a significance, and numbers can represent different things. Okay, three sets. The first one is, and I want your opinion on this, the first set is 666. The second set is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The third one is 10. What's your take, your opinion on those numbers? Start with 666, if you care to.
All right, 666 just represents an opposition or
It can stand in for the number pi. So when you see the number pi, meaning halfway around a circle, it means something which is opposite to or against something, fundamentally. Now, what it corresponds to symbolically is people of two different types when they are the anti-logos or 666 type person. You know, it says in Revelation that the second beast, the beast with two horns who issues a mark to everyone on their forehead or right hand, has the number 666, and let he who understands this number write the reckon the number of the beast, the number of a man, etc. That means he is a 17 type person, an air element type person, a destroyer, someone like Jim Jones. Fundamentally, 666 represents a person who is against the logos or against the logic, the creative power of nature, and who tries to replace it and tries to become, you might say, God or a Messiah type figure. But fundamentally, as I described earlier in the program, the mentality of that individual with the mark of the beast or 666 is someone who usually, if given the chance, right, just like how I said a fire type person, if given the chance, their basic first response to a situation is to try to seek what is the best means to an end. Whereas a 666 type person, this type of person, their first instinct is to destroy that which they see is in their way. First thing they'll do, instead of actually doing something as a means to an end, is to destroy something which gets in the way of their end. That is 666. Somebody who, when they are cornered, will destroy themselves, their followers, hell, their entire country, which is basically what this guy is going to do. I mean, just look at Jim Jones. You want to know about 666, just read about Jim Jones, listen to Jim Jones' lectures, and see how he was an antichrist or a pseudo-Christ, literally, in place of a messianic figure, a false messiah, who was there to relieve the poor, to correct injustices, and to eliminate the bad in the world. Really, what he was doing was eliminating, ultimately, everything, even his own followers. So that's what 666 is. It's the mentality of destruction as a means to an end. Destruction as your first choice. You choose, first and foremost, to kill, you murder your way to the top, you kill your own followers and allies, you kill your own enemies, you kill anything that gets in your way. That's 666.
Wow, that's
and that
profound.
Is that's
profound.
Fundamentally what it is. And it means also somebody who is in opposition. There's somebody who is at an angle of pi, or they're always in opposition to everything. They feel like they're at war with the entire world. Everything is unjust. Everything is an enemy. Everything is offensive. So 666 also represents these social justice warrior type people and religious fanatics, etc., who perceive in the world around them an enemy everywhere. Everywhere is hostile. They're paranoid. Everything is an enemy. Everything is impure. Everything is not good enough. It has to be destroyed. It's a mentality of complete hatred. So that's 666. And you said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, I mean, obviously it's just a sequence up to 7, but 7, right, if you count up to 7 and you add it together, you get 10, right? Now, the thing is that adding, that just represents the logos, or the 7 means the power of creation, or the power of combining things and separating things logically for the sake of evolution and truth. That's the opposite of the anti-logos. So anti-logos takes on two forms, the number 17, which means the destroyer, like I was describing. That's the worst form of it. And the number 18, which represents somebody who is a slave, somebody who is who contradicts that which doesn't agree with their beliefs and implies from everything they observe what they believe in, basically somebody who's shut out from the truth. Many religious believers, many ideological believers of all shades, regardless of their creed, are part of this 18-type mentality. 18 is the feminine aspect of 666. It is the harlot, right? Now, not so much that it's promiscuous or whatever, but that it symbolically is something which is false and which is really a naive and delusional person, someone who is a slave. Now, the harlot, or whatever you want to call it, the 18, and you can read about in Revelation, is married to symbolically the 17 or the beast. The second beast, or 17, seduces the 18. So the 17 type false hero comes in and tells, for example, all these paranoid feminists that he's here to liberate women and bring justice to them, or to liberate the slaves, the underclasses, the underprivileged. Just like Jim Jones, Jim Jones came in and claimed he was for racial equality and social equality and relieving the poor, and maybe he was in some sense, but ultimately his mentality and his means to that end were evil, and that ultimately led to mass destruction, which is exactly what's going to happen here with this figure, the Antichrist or Dajjal or whatever you want to call him, this figure who is a false messiah, right? So the word in the Bible for it is the second beast, whose number is 666.
I have to connect scholars with the pseudo-Christ. That's a very good analysis. I think people have to keep their perspective when they understand. A lot of people aren't going to recognize this person when they show on the scene, are they?
And you have to understand, the Antichrist-type people are in all walks of life, and they are any kind of religious background. Yes, they are currently very active in Islamism in the form of ISIS, because that's an example of 17 right there. Murder, suicide, destruction as a means to an end. Destruction as your first option, even self-destruction if you can get your enemies with you. Ultimate hatred and revenge. But
you want to hear my take on that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The number 666 is going to alter 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6, 7, and 10. 666 in chapter 13 is the number of a man, the first beast. And he will think to change times and laws. So therefore, 666, and let's take the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 as days. Day, second, day, third, day, fourth, day, sixth, day, seventh. He will change the seventh day to the first day. That's time. Now let's take law, 10. 10 can represent the Ten Commandments. And he will alter...
You need to get closer to the microphone because you're fading out, Fred.
He will alter the Ten Commandments, the law of God, as he will alter times, the seventh day to the first day.
Well, that's already the case. The first day is Sunday. The seventh day is Sabbath, which is, Saturday. So, in other words, the solar calendar, the solar worship is part of this scheme, if you want to call it. Right now,
right. I think that's a mistaken idea, because really what this is literally an antichrist, or a figure which is in every sense analogous to or a double of Christ, a lamb of sacrifice. You think about what Jim Jones did, and it's basically that he was a false messiah, a false sacrificial lamb who sacrificed himself as well as his followers, and he ultimately what's behind this is a kind of death trigger or a self-destruct mechanism, yep. Where yes, this figure, the Antichrist, will destroy the good with the bad in order to purge the world of sin, i.e. to kill the evildoers, in other words, destroy our entire civilization. And if it's not stopped, that's what he will do. It's basically people are following this Pied Piper to the grave. And
there are many Antichrists.
And there are okay. Antichrists.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you look at Daniel, like where you quote Daniel there, there's not just one Antichrist, right? But there is one main Antichrist. There are many figures, like Jim Jones was an Antichrist. Ted Cruz, Mitt Romney, those guys are Antichrists. But the thing is that there's one which will be able, through his opportunities and actions and intelligence or whatever, to rise to the very top of society and to rule the entire Western civilization, or at least most of it, to rule the U.S. and the EU through this new...
May I insert a question here, okay? So I want to change the direction just a little bit. I want to use these principles to say, okay, right now we have an election cycle. We have two people that are either loved or hated. We have a turning point in American history in terms of whether we're going to have an economy at all. We have the Deutsche Bank in Germany that's literally on the edge of volatile. German clients are pulling their assets like crazy. Mm-hmm. We have Syria, which is ready to blow up. In fact, they now have called for a no-fly zone. Let me finish my statement, Matt, and then you can go hop in. So that what we have is we have the background that can bring forth an Antichrist. And what do you think of these current events, the election cycle, Europe, and the Middle East?
It's actually not just like we bring forth one. It's that each successive Antichrist is bigger and more powerful than the last one and comes to power as the last one is destroyed. So right now, the current living Antichrist is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi of ISIS. But when he dies, or when his organization ends, that is when the full-on Antichrist who rules our society will come to power,
right,
if nothing is done to stop him. And unfortunately, he's probably killing people to the top right now. He's right. Probably in our... I would say he probably lives in the United States, probably in New York City, and that he is active both in the European Union and the U.S., active in all these manipulations toward globalization, borderless society, and supported by what is called the whore, or the 18 type. Now, the 18 type is not always female, but it's feminine, right? Just the same way that the 17 type can be female, but right. be masculine. Like Condoleezza Rice or Hillary Clinton are both masculine women who are of the 17. Whereas, on the other hand, George Soros, for example, is an 18 type and is a feminine, naive type of person, a slave who is giving to this Antichrist figure intentionally or unintentionally. I really think he's just an idiot myself. I think it's the same thing with Merkel. I think that the naive feminine aspect of this represents the United States and Europe admitting Islamic terrorists into our countries, as well as following the direction of this false messiah. That's essentially what the harlot is. The harlot is a materialistic and naive person, which is symbolically the collective of all of us in the U.S. and Europe these days, because we are materialistic and naive. It's kind of like being in an abusive relationship, you know? It's like a woman who's in an abusive relationship with an evil man. And the evil man is the Antichrist himself, embodied in people like this.
Now, what kind of circumstances, Matt, what kind of circumstances do you think on the world stage need to happen? Because we're on the verge of an economic shutdown that will be much worse than 2008 or even 1929. We have war in the Middle East that could happen in a moment. Since this is also something I found out from Harley and other sources, that we're trying to get man pads to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which if we transfer man pads, we're talking about Russian jets going down, and we're talking about a major air conflict in the Middle East and Syria. Russia continues to bomb and systematically eliminate the terrorists from Aleppo, which is a big industrial center. I think we are days and weeks against a major conflict in the Middle East, a meltdown in Europe and the economy, and a correction that could happen before the election cycle.
I think actually the U.S., this country right now is threatened. If either Clinton or Trump is elected, it's threatened with federal collapse. That is, secession of certain parts of the country, the breakdown of the union, which I think would then lead to more involvement and incorporation, at least of certain territories, into a single government with the EU. And that is a pretext or prerequisite for this Antichrist figure coming to power.
Right.
I think it's quite likely. Four
words
that
I'm out of here. Okay, gentlemen.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Fred. I think what you're saying, Matt, is that one of the things that's in the prophecy is that there's a rise of Fortress Europe, which we see happening. They're talking about a single army now, which doesn't include Britain.
Yes, the idea is that they want to continue to thwart Russia by maintaining superpower status, and they're afraid that if the U.S. remains alone, it won't be able to, so it has to make alliances with both Russia and the U.S. are making aggressive alliances right now, especially the U.S., but Russia in response is doing so as well.
Right.
So the U.S. Is trying to strengthen ties with Europe, almost basically setting in motion a merger between the U.S. and Europe. Now, like I said, behind all of this...
Yeah, whether it's called TPP, what you're saying, Matt, is
behind
whether it's called
yes.
TPP or not, the alliances are happening, is what you're saying.
Yes, and look, here's the thing, is that, yes, there are conspiracies involved, because there's lots of paranoid people involved, but ultimately what this is mass psychological forces corresponding to a self-destruct mechanism. So you look at the, it's embodied in symbols. Very simply, just look at the flags of the key countries involved. What set in motion the chaos in the Middle East right now was the foundation of Israel. And what's on Israel's flag? A hexagram. Now just look at a hexagram. Count how many line segments there are there. You have 18 line segments, or 6 plus 6 plus 6. That has the meaning of the feminine aspect of 666, where the naive and delusional person who is the bride of the beast. On the other hand, look at the symbol of Islamism. They have this crescent and star 17. Again, 666. You look at the flag of the European Union, right? You have 12 stars. 12 times 15, once again, gives the number summing to it, even 9, or 666.
Wow. Back in a moment. Stay right there, Matt. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. Matt, you made a very profound statement on the break that they're building a large Jonestown. Even if TTIP doesn't come in its fullness, that...
that's what all of this is, the surveillance, the allegiances and treaties, these trade agreements. It's essentially they are building a very large Jonestown in which we will be helpless victims of some psychopathic leader who will ultimately pull the trigger on us all. including himself.
Right.
Once he's cornered, once he's about to be taken to an international tribunal, or once he's thwarted, you can be guaranteed he'll initiate World War IV and have us all destroyed. And by then, in 10 to 20 years, guess what? The weapons will be powerful enough. They'll be able to burn down our entire corn belt, or most of our corn belt, in a very short period with these HAARP-type weapons. And instead of making an allegiance with Russia, these paranoid lunatics are actually accelerating the process toward a mass Jonestown effect, where most people in the U.S. and in Europe will die.
Right. Well, in fact, we had an interview with...
I say especially in the U.S. Americans should be the ones most opposed to these people in the European Union, yet they are the most supportive of it, and in fact, they've been pushing it all along.
Right.
Really what this is, it's a cult. This is a death cult, which is in the disguise of some kind of a humanitarian effort. And it's really going to lead, just like Jonestown. You want to know what's going to happen here in the next 20 to 30 years? Maybe even sooner than that. Just read about Jonestown.
Right.
That is the same effect right there on a smaller scale. And those people, what do? They drank the Kool-Aid. They killed their own children because they were told to. And think about how even more potent that's going to be if the whole mass of our society, not only are the younger generations already being brainwashed by propaganda, but in the future they might even be tracked and traced with microchips under their skin and with thought crimes.
Like body cams like they have for the police now.
Speech. Yeah. Yes, this is not, this is what's going to happen here. And as I was saying before the break, just look at the symbols. The symbols embody what's really there in the subconscious mind. The European flag consists of 12 pentagrams. Just add together 12 times 15, 180. Once again, 18, or 666. In
right.
the feminine form, representing this delusional belief in slavery. It's symbolically already representing itself in dictatorship.
Let me throw a couple of factoids in. It's over 10 years ago that America integrated its space-based weapon systems and missile guidance with the European Space Agency. Even if TTIP doesn't come in the way, Germany is against it now, and Britain definitely left Europe because they don't want to be in this TTIP. They just want to make bilateral treaties like people like Trump. I think if Trump gets in, we're going to give a period of grace. I think if Hillary gets in, it's going to accelerate the movement toward this ultimate individual, you say, is going to be the Antichrist.
We already have a lot of Antichrists working toward this goal. You know, delusional paranoia.
Right, it's not just
like
Hillary, it's all army of them, in other words.
And guess what? Republicans as well, like Mitt Romney. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
He's another example of the exact same.
Right. In other words, it's not an individual, it's a movement. And we may get a period of grace if Trump gets in, if we get Hillary in. The movement toward this ultimate goal, while they lie about TTIP, both Cain and
the
Clinton.
The ultimate destruction. It's just mass suicide.
Exactly, I agree. In fact, you can hear Hillary's comments.
Death.
Yeah, Hillary's comments about Russia are particularly chilling, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it shows that she's insane. She's paranoid.
Yeah, absolutely. Good analysis, Matt. Thank you. Great show. We should do some videos this weekend if we can. Coming up, hour number two, Ann Morrison, Fineland.info is a blog, and The Firing Line, answering your wellness questions. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, callers.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.